Sometimes when you're in the midst of that, you question it, right? But there is life without credit cards. There is life without credit cards. Youth, please don't start down this road. Right now, you are at the easiest point in your life to not go into debt. Believe me, oh, after I get a job, I'll get rid of my credit card. It doesn't work that way. After you get your job, you got bigger fish to fry. Right? If you have a credit card, youth, cut it up. Get rid of it. Pay it off. And any other debt you have. From this point on, use cash. You will have much less stress in your life and you'll be much happier. Trust me, please. I'm begging you, man. We've got to get rid of the credit cards. We've got to. Now, there may be about 1% of us in this room who can trust themselves with credit cards. The other 99% of us get in trouble. Get in trouble. We need to get rid of them. Cut up your credit cards. In my experience and the experience of hundreds of people, they just, it's the best thing to not even have them in your billfold or your purse. All right? Do you want me to say how I really feel about this morning? I'm sure there are always exceptions in every situation, and I'm not denying that. But for the most of us, remember, we spend 12 to 18% more than if we just use cash. We don't pay it off every month. We may have to wait 3 or 4 months before we can actually buy something, but hey, we have a little bit of pride in what we buy because we've actually worked to get it rather than that instant gratification, right? All right. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your message to us this morning. And I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you empower this congregation to step out on faith, to get beyond the idea that we need absolutely to have credit cards, that we need absolutely to have all these loans that are on and above our heads. Help us, Lord, straighten out our financial life so that we can truly be free to worship you and to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week, we're going to be talking about Mission Possible, and we're going to be talking about the idea of the evil rich and the blessed poor and all those things that sometimes our people think about in our society and how maybe they're not necessarily as true as we think. And also, what we can do if we looked at money differently and the ministries that we could have in our church. If you would please turn with me now to Take Our Bread, number 640 in your hymnal for our song of Thanksgiving, and prepare your hearts and minds for communion this morning.
Take our bread, we ask you, take our hearts, we love you, take our